Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning and happy Wednesday. The time is now 8:08 and you are back in the studio with DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And I am beyond excited because we have a very special guest in the studio with us. Please help me welcome Chaplain King. How are you, ma'am?
Hey, I am good. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am beyond excited to see you here in the studio. I was so excited when I saw it on the calendar. I was like, yes, the chapel is coming through. I love it.
Yes, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And look, I am so looking forward to what we have to talk about because there is so much coming up in this hour. So you definitely do not want to miss what is being discussed. So make sure that you continue to keep it tuned in. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you America's best.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
And that was Lauren Daigle with You Say. And if you are just joining us, we are in the studio with Chaplain King this morning. Happy Wednesday,
ma'am.
Happy
Wednesday.
It's great to have you here. And so you are actually just in time because we're just getting the conversation started. So to kind of kick things off, I know the first thing that we're going to be discussing, which we've talked about in the past, we've talked about the importance of resiliency. Mm-hmm. But this one has a little bit of a twist to it. So we're talking about resiliency among generations.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so take it away, ma'am.
All right. So a few years ago, I was at a command and I noticed that my trends in counseling were changing dramatically, like skyrocketing. I went from SIs, suicide ideation, to a month. I usually would get on deployment. And I went from two a month from 3 to 4 a week. And it was a huge spike. And it wasn't just once. It was continuous. And I was like, what is going on? Why is there this spike in mental health and suicide ideations and depression and anxiety? And I reached out to my friends and was trying to figure out what was going on. And this general came in and talked about this new generation that just entered the military at that time. And he said Generation Z. And Generation Z was born between 1997 to 2015. So the oldest is about 28 and the youngest is 9. And I did the math, and literally to the day that the spike in mental health, the spike in my counseling sessions increased, was the day that Gen Z came to the field. And so it started this passion for understanding different generations, because I also had other generations come to me, old master guns, old E9s, just a bunch of people would come to me and would say, this generation is so weak, chaps. Like, you got to do something about this new Generation Z. They just can't hack it. They're not resilient. And so with a combination of me counseling them and hearing these things, I was like, listen, you guys are not speaking the same language, because the people sitting in my seat, they just want a friend. They just want to talk. They have so many strong things about them, but right, they're misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't help that their leadership has this strong opinion, and almost stereotypical opinion of who they are and all that. So anyways, from there started this quest, and I got a doctorate in Gen Z. And now I speak all over the world about these different generations as an advocate, because Gen Z is awesome. They are brilliant. But, you know, they have unique challenges because of technology, and it has changed the way they communicate. It changes the way they think. And I think as different generations, we need to meet in the middle and speak little fragments of each other's languages. And so, yeah, I would love to talk about how different generations talk and communicate and experience resiliency.
That is incredible. And it's so funny that you say that, ma'am, because I was just having this conversation not long ago at all with someone who was in my age group. Not to disclose that, but someone in my age group. And we talked about the differences between our generation, the generations that have come after. And we can appreciate all of the transitions, all the things that we've experienced. And I think sometimes the problem does come in when we we've kind of almost painted ourselves in this corner where we only see our perspective, but we don't see the challenges that come with other generations. And so when you came in and you mentioned resiliency among generations, I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Aw, thank you.
So I'm actually really glad that we're talking about this because it gives you a greater appreciation, even for our junior sailors, for our younger generation, to get a better understanding as to where they stand. And of course, to really kind of take advantage of the talents that they bring to the table, because they really are brilliant and they are incredible, incredible personnel. And I think we really just need to kind of celebrate them for who they are.
Yes.
That's huge.
That's
I love
awesome.
That.
Thank you.
I absolutely love that. So thank you so much for that, ma'am. I really appreciate that. And so definitely want to get a little bit more into that resiliency.
Yeah.
But before we do, I am beyond excited because one of the things that we love to do at the studio is that we love to pull requests as well. And so we were just kind of talking during the break and we found that we have a lot of music in common, really great music. In fact, this next one that's coming up happens to be one of them. So I'm beyond excited, ma'am, that you decided to request this one because this is actually one of my personal favorites. Here's Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody on 105.9. And that was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with Ain't No Mountain High Enough. That is such an inspirational song. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we've got our command chaplain, Chaplain King, here in the studio with us this morning. And we've just been jamming out to some incredibly inspiring music. And that happens to be one of them. Mm-hmm. And the timing could not be better, as we mentioned during the break, is actually his heavenly birthday today. Mm-hmm. So that was really good. I like that. So if you happen to miss the earlier portion of our interview, we were talking about resiliency among generations, and I can really come to appreciate this because we all do bring our strengths to the table, and it's all very different. And so now I want to continue that conversation, ma'am. When we're talking about strengths and maybe some things that we struggle with, can you kind of elaborate on that for us?
Yeah. So if you look at the different generations, and the main generations that we interact with on the daily are boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z. And contrary to popular belief, boomers are not 30 years old. My brother, who's Gen Z, is like, Maren, you're such a boomer. And I'm like, dude, I'm in my 30s. I'm not a boomer. No hate to the boomers, but they're not 30.
Yeah.
Boomers were born between 1945 and 1964.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing too, actually.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Well, so funny when I have these symposiums and I have the different generations and we do this lineup and we have these discussions about the strengths and struggles of each generation, a lot of them don't really realize what generation anyone else is a part of. And it's so cool to just talk about and just have this conversation. And so one of the things we talk about are what's the strength in the struggle of the baby boomers. And unanimously, everyone always says the strength is their work ethic. And they are really hard workers. They are very loyal to the institution that they work for. They will spend 40 years working 60 hours, 80 hours a week at the same institution and will never jump ship because they're very loyal. So if they work at IBM, they're going to stay at IBM for 40 years. No matter what, if there's any opportunities at better places because they are loyal, they will stay. The military and how we are organized is a very boomer structured military. Like boomers love the military. They love hierarchy. They love order. They love chain of command. They love rising up the ladder. And they love to work. And that is a strength. But struggle is that there's no work-life balance. And their families really took a hit.
Wow.
And the relationships really took a hit. Divorces skyrocketed. And then it's set up for Gen X to come on the field. And every generation sees the generation before them and wants to make improvements. And a lot of times, the generation that's next to you is not the generation that you're most similar to. In fact, you're probably very different because they're trying to change all the things that the other generation got wrong. And so Gen X, their strength is that they brought work-life balance to the work field. And they brought this concept of fun. And boomers don't need fun to work. They don't need a work-life balance. They don't need college education. I mean, you had to like convince them that these things were beneficial. And Gen X was like, no, you know, we need a work-life balance. We need fun.
Right.
And they brought this whole dynamic in the work field. And you have to realize like what was going on in the world when Gen X came to adulthood. They were born between 1965 and 1980. So lots of tension going on in the world, like Vietnam and then the Korean War and Watergate, assassinations of John F. Kennedy and Dr. King. And there was a lot of cynicism. There was a lot of doubt. And so because they experienced that as a generation, that kind of seeps into their personality, that sometimes they can be a little cynical and a little angry, but they are direct and they want to fix things. And that is a strength.
Mm.
And so I can go on and on and on.
No, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And I love to hear it because, for starters, I was completely in the wrong generation. Like, I really was. But I think, too, and I love what you said, especially about Generation X, because it seems like they kind of almost bridge that beautiful gap mm-hmm. where there's nothing wrong with having some loyalty mm-hmm. and working hard, but you still have to maintain that balance.
Yeah.
And that's where things get a little tough.
Yeah.
And so I'm really grateful to hear that because that is huge. It really, really is. So that's pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So, no, honestly, I love this conversation because you really don't think about the strengths that everybody brings to the table until everyone is seated. And then you're like, oh, wow, okay, I see how we differ. But it's not necessarily a bad thing either.
Yeah.
So that I kind of like. I can appreciate that very much. Thank you so much for that, ma'am.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So we're going to continue to keep the music going. Here is a little Miley Cyrus with Party in the USA. This is 105.9.
Up the plane at LAX with a dream.
That was Dancing Queen by ABBA. We have been playing all of the greats from every single generation this morning. This could not be any more appropriate. We've got Chaplain King in the studio with us this morning. We've been talking about resiliency among generations. And ma'am, is there anything else you would like to add concerning resiliency?
Yeah. Well, we talked about resiliency in the boomers, Gen X. We didn't get to millennials, and
ooh.
So that's my generation.
Sure.
So we do a quick plug for the millennials.
Yes, ma'am.
So the millennials, 1981 to 1996.
Woo-woo, woo-woo. That's us. That's
yes.
Us.
And I remember when we came into the workforce, and there was a lot of smack being talked about the millennial generation. I don't know if you remember that, but I remember that we were lazy and
I remember that.
Yeah, and that we assumed we'd be the next CEO in the next 5 years or whatever. Like, we came in entitled and all this stuff. And but we were the first generation to have technology available, but we were developed like in our minds before.
Indeed.
The phones came. Like, my first phone, I was in college. Like, I was in grad school when I had my first iPhone, where the average age for Gen Z now is 9 years old. And just the brain isn't developed yet. Like, the things that the Generation Z is exposed to were foreign to the millennial generations, but we still knew how to use technology. I think that was one of our strengths, and another strength that we bring is like we fight for diversity, we fight for rights, and we want equality, and some of that was definitely spurned from previous generations fighting for us, and now Gen Z, they walk onto the work field and they don't expect to fight for that. They expect for it to be there. And so that's so interesting. And so I just love learning about, all the parts of resiliency. But I would say in millennials, where they struggled is in their identity, because they came to the workforce in 2008, 2009. That's when many millennials became like adults or getting to adulthood. And the economy in the U.S. was struggling. And so they had master's degrees and yet were bartending or waitressing. Mm. And they were told by their parents, Gen Xers and boomers, that your identity is in what you do. And all of a sudden, they got all these degrees and they didn't get their job. They were told that they could amount to anything, and they were raised by helicopter parents that hovered and told them, honey, you're going to do great. And then they became an adult and realized that was a lie. Yeah. It wasn't true. And so they struggled with who they were and like, if I don't have this job, am I worth anything? Like, who am I? And so they struggled into that. And there started a wave of therapy and a push to go to therapy, which I think is really cool. And I think Gen Z has, that's one of their strengths. They are pro therapy. They are pro talking about their problems.
Oh, yeah.
They are, one strength about Gen Z is that they are not afraid to call you out. Mm-hmm. Where previous generations, like, that would be like uncanny. Like, you don't do that. Gen Z is like, nah, like, I can see where this is failing and I don't really care who you are, what your position is. I'm going to speak truth to this.
That is it. Yes,
yeah. And that's a strength. Other generations would say that's a weakness. Like, how dare you? But no, it's a strength. They call it out. Like, maybe the tact can be improved. You know, maybe the position of how you present something.
Sure.
But I love that they see things that other generations don't see.
I do too.
But in the area of struggle, they need more in real life relationships. 30% of the generation would prefer communicating on their phones with other people. Mm, get anxiety if you call them on the phone. Like, I have to text my brother before I call him so he could prepare for the call.
That's wild.
Yeah. So, yeah. In 5 minutes, those are the strengths and struggles from Generation Boomer to Generation Z.
That is absolutely incredible. And let me tell you, ma'am, I so appreciate you for coming in and really kind of breaking that down, because I do kind of wonder sometimes. I'm like, okay, I know this is my strength. These are areas of improvement for me.
Yeah.
This is the way in which I communicate. And that doesn't always translate across generations. Right. So I think it's one of those things where we really have to learn to have patience with one another and really be understanding of where we are.
Absolutely.
And even that changes. You know, you're not the same person you were several years ago. So even you start to become adjusted to the new you.
Yeah,
so it's always, there's always evolving. So I can definitely appreciate that. So in keeping with that, I know we've talked a bit about resiliency, but we've got some other really great things coming up as well. Yeah. So can you tell us, what are we looking forward to?
So we have a family retreat. Credo is sponsoring a family retreat next week, April 11th through 13th. And Chaplain Booth, our Catholic chaplain, is actually going to be leading that one. It's going to be his first family retreat. And we have one spot available. If anyone wants to sign up, one spot, max 3 children, 2 adults. You could have just one child, but that's just the max. And it is in Ace Teresa. We go to a hotel and we talk about the 5 love languages and how to communicate according to your child's and parents' love language. And so love languages, if you don't know, are like acts of service, words of affirmation, quality time, touch, gifts. Mm-hmm. We all speak a primary love language. So we talk about how to speak that in the family dynamic. It's so fun. And then it's the curriculum is developed for everyone in the family, with everyone in the family in mind. So it's interactive, it's engaging, there's lots of games. And then there's quality time. There's like a huge portion of the afternoon on Saturday where you just spend quality time, hopefully without your phones, hopefully without any distraction, hanging out in the pool, walking the boardwalk there. And so it is free. It is to active duty and their dependents. And if you are interested in signing up, go to Sigonella Chapel Facebook page and message us, comment on our Facebook page, email us, marion.king@eu.navy.mil, and we would love to get you a spot.
I love that. And I can't imagine the issue of when we talk about resiliency, there's no better way than to get the family, the entire family under one roof and at a retreat, no less, and kind of get to learn about one another and have fun in the process, which I think is really huge.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. And you don't have to pay for anything, so you don't have to worry about that. Food is paid for, your room is paid for, and you could just have quality time. So
awesome.
It's the best.
And you said there's one spot available, correct?
There's one spot available.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so now the challenge is on. So for those of you that are interested in attending the family retreat from April 11th to April 13th, there is only one spot available. And as she has mentioned, it is absolutely free. So you can definitely contact her, Credo, if you would like to get some more information on that. And we'll be sure to continue to put that information out until that spot is totally taken up.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue to play music from many generations.
Yes.
And this is a really good one. So I'm glad you mentioned this one as well, ma'am. Here is Taylor Swift with Cruel Summer on 105.9.
Fever dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it.
And that was Taylor Swift with Cruel Summer. We are in the studio with Chaplain King. We've had such an incredible conversation with upcoming events coming up. We've been talking about resiliency as well. Mm-hmm. We've been playing music from every generation. And now that we're in the month of April, we're talking all things Easter. So I know we have another Easter event coming up as well, ma'am.
Yes. We are having an Easter egg hunt on Sunday the 13th at 12. And this is open for the entire community. And the ones that are hosting this Easter egg hunt are the Protestant and Catholic congregations, and we have about 1,000 Easter eggs, and we are going to put them in front of the chapel at 12, and we'll have different age groups, and we're just going to have a good time of community building and celebrating. So that's Sunday the 13th at 12. You are welcome to come if you just love your Easter egg hunts. You just need to come.
I like that.
And then that starts Holy Week for the Christian community, and there will be lots of events for the Catholic and Protestant congregations. And so look at the Sigonella Chapel Facebook page. If you are not a part of this community, that's where we post all of our events. When I teach Gen Z, I post it right there. Like, this is the next Gen Z workshop. So it's not only religious events, it's other things that we do for the community. Workshops and retreats. So join the Sigonella Facebook page, and you'll see that every day of Holy Week there's a service for the Catholic community. And then on Sunday, on Easter Sunday the 20th, our typical service times, but I'll just say it, for the Catholic service, Easter Mass will be at 9 o'clock, and for the Protestant service it will be at 11.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so those are our events, and we'll be so happy to see anyone coming to the Easter egg hunt or any of the services we have that week.
Absolutely. Ma'am, I cannot thank you enough for being here with us this morning. This has been a really, first of all, it's great to meet you. I know we've met once before, but mm-hmm. to actually have you here in the studio this morning has just been tremendous.
Aww.
So thank you so much for taking the time out to come be with us and provide this wonderful information for those that are interested in participating in the family retreat, the Easter egg hunt, or just learning a thing or two about what it means to communicate among the different generations.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for providing that information.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Thank
You're
you.
Really
as,
awesome.
As are you. Thank you so much, ma'am. We really appreciate it. And make sure you continue to keep it here, because we've got your news and sports coming up. And be sure that you tune in this afternoon for the Afternoon Alibi with our very own DJ Outlaw. I cannot thank you enough for tuning in with DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you America's best.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, counting down.